All right, so get your passport ready because we're about to embark on a Moroccan adventure.
Ooh, I love Morocco.
Yeah, you've provided like a whole stack of info about getting into Morocco.
Yeah.
We've got visa websites, articles, even some photos.
I love the photos.
Oh, the photos are incredible. I'm getting like seriously wanderlusty just looking at these.
Yeah, they're so beautiful.
But it's not just about like getting that visa stamp in your passport.
Right?
We're going deep to give you
Yay.
all the insider
All
knowledge.
the tips.
You need to navigate that visa system like a pro.
Exactly. And what's so fascinating about this is that we have so many different options.
Yeah.
You gave me stuff about quick tourist trips, but also long-term stays.
Right.
We're gonna like cover it all.
Yeah, we've got the whole spectrum. So no matter what your Moroccan dream is, we're
Exactly.
going to help you get there.
Yes.
But I think we should start with the visa.
Ooh, yeah.
Because who doesn't love a good streamlined online process?
Right.
Few clicks, and boom, you're in,
Wait,
right?
well, not quite.
Oh.
It is incredibly convenient. I mean, it takes like 5 minutes to apply.
Wow.
It's all online.
Okay.
But it's a little bit of a VIP club. Only certain nationalities are eligible. And
Ah.
it's primarily for tourism or business.
Okay, so who makes the cut for this visa fast track?
So we've got citizens of countries like Benin, Guatemala, Laos, even Azerbaijan are on the list.
Okay.
It's kind of a mix.
Yeah, it's not just the usual
Yeah, it's
suspects.
not just the usual suspects at all.
So it reflects like Morocco's growing global connections,
Exactly.
especially in tourism and trade.
Exactly.
That's cool, but what about people who are residents of specific countries but not citizens?
Ooh, that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
So if you are a resident of, say, a European Union country,
Okay.
the US, Canada, Australia, you're likely good to go for an e-visa regardless of your actual citizenship.
Oh.
So it seems like Morocco is keen to attract visitors from these specific areas, recognizing the economic impact they bring.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed that the sources also mentioned something about non-electronic visas
Yeah.
and playing a role in this whole e-visa eligibility thing.
Right.
How does that work?
It's almost like a secret passageway.
Ooh, tell me more.
If you already have a multiple entry non-electronic visa from certain places like the Schengen area,
Okay.
the US or Japan, you might still qualify for an e-visa.
So even if you went through the old school visa process, that
Exactly.
e-visa might still be an option.
It could still be an option.
That's good to know. But what about those of us who don't fit any of those categories?
Right.
Is the Moroccan dream over?
Not at all.
Okay.
Morocco offers a whole spectrum of ordinary visas,
Okay.
each tailored to your specific purpose.
Okay.
Tourism, business, study, work.
Uh-huh.
There's even a visa for journalists,
Ooh.
which suggests that Morocco is really open to scrutiny and reportage from the international press.
So they're not shying away from that.
Not at all.
Very interesting. Okay, so you've got this whole visa buffet laid out before us.
Yeah, we do.
But let's be real for a sec.
Yeah.
They all require paperwork, right?
Yes, unfortunately, there is no getting around that.
Oh.
But the good news is we've sifted through the dense legalese
Oh, thank you.
to give you the key requirements in a really clear and concise way.
I appreciate that. So hit me with the must-haves.
Oh,
For
yeah.
most visas,
Right.
the universal ingredients, so to speak.
I like that analogy. Think of it like packing for a trip.
Okay.
You need your passport,
Obvious.
but with sufficient validity left, of
I just
course,
got to be current.
then you need photos that meet their specifications.
Okay.
Proof you've got a place to stay.
Makes sense.
Often a return ticket.
Huh.
It's all about demonstrating that you're a legitimate traveler with a plan.
So you're not just going to like disappear into the desert. You've
Exactly.
got things to do, places to be.
You got it.
You're coming back.
Exactly.
I like it. But you know, the sources mentioned some visa types that have unique requirements
Right.
beyond those basics.
Yes.
I'm curious about that. What are some examples?
Okay, so let's say you're interested in a medical visa.
Okay.
You'll need proof of a confirmed medical appointment in Morocco
Okay.
and evidence that you can cover treatment costs.
So no medical tourism on a shoestring budget.
Exactly. You need to show them that you're serious.
Right.
And then if you're considering working in Morocco,
Go.
the bar is higher.
Yeah.
Your job must be one that qualifies for a work visa, and you might need to prove specific skills or
So
experience.
they're protecting their workforce,
Exactly.
making sure that the people who are coming in have skills that are sought after.
Exactly.
Very smart. Okay, so We've got the requirements down.
Yes.
But how do we actually apply for these visas?
The usual route is through your local Moroccan embassy or consulate.
Okay, but what if there isn't one?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there are alternatives.
Okay.
Sometimes Morocco has an agreement with another country's diplomatic authority to handle applications. But the most intriguing option in some cases is applying directly to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Rabat.
Oh.
And picking up your visa at the airport on arrival.
Whoa, talk about a last-minute scramble.
Right.
But also kind of thrilling.
I know, right. It adds a little drama.
Yeah.
To the arrival process.
A little bit of spice.
Yes.
Speaking of making an entrance, let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about something that can make your whole Moroccan experience smoother.
Ooh, I like this.
Even if it's not an official visa requirement. I'm talking insider tips.
I love it. Lay it on me.
Let's talk dress codes.
Yes.
Morocco is a tolerant country.
It is.
But respecting local customs, especially outside of tourist zones, can really enhance your trip.
So true.
So how do we dress to show respect?
Yeah.
Without feeling like we're sticking out like a sore thumb?
Right. Well, in more conservative areas, especially for women, modesty is key.
Okay.
Think covering shoulders and knees.
Okay.
Men are generally advised against wearing shorts in public, especially at religious sites.
Makes sense.
And always remove your shoes before entering a mosque.
So it's about being mindful.
Yes.
Being a considerate guest.
Exactly.
In someone else's culture.
It's not just about rules.
Right.
It's about understanding the cultural context and showing that you value their traditions.
And that understanding can make your trip so much richer.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of enriching experiences, the source material briefly mentioned a unique visa situation.
Yes.
The family reunification visa.
Yes.
What's that all about?
This is specifically for those in a mixed marriage or relationship with a Moroccan citizen.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. It's very heartwarming that they have a dedicated visa for this.
Yeah.
Allowing couples to build a life together in Morocco.
That's lovely. But I'm guessing it's not as simple as just like showing up with a marriage certificate.
You're right. It's known to be a complex and time-consuming process.
Yeah.
So being organized and starting early is crucial.
So lots to consider there. But before we get too bogged down in the paperwork,
yes,
can we just take a moment to picture what's waiting for us?
Yes.
On the other side of that visa stamp.
Absolutely. Let's indulge in a little Moroccan daydream, shall we?
Yes, please.
Imagine the vibrant blue hues of Chefchaouen.
Is that the town where literally everything is blue?
Oh, it is.
We saw a photo.
I know.
It's incredible.
It's truly magical.
Yeah.
Or picture yourself getting lost in the bustling souks of Marrakech.
Mm.
A sensory overload of colors, scents, and sounds.
Don't forget the vastness of the Sahara Desert.
Oh, my gosh.
The photos were breathtaking.
Right. Morocco offers such a kaleidoscope of experiences.
It does.
From bustling cities to tranquil towns to awe-inspiring natural landscapes.
Okay. I'm officially hooked.
I know. Me too.
Morocco is clearly worth the visa effort.
Absolutely.
But there's still so much to uncover, right?
Absolutely. We've only just scratched the surface
of
this visa landscape. We've got to delve deeper into the application process itself. Okay. Yeah. And most importantly.
But most importantly.
How all of this information relates to your specific Moroccan dream.
Ooh, I like that.
We'll tailor it to your journey in part two.
Can't wait.